All right, that was the last question. So we will now begin the next segment. In this segment, each candidate may ask a single question to be answered by the other three candidates. Each response is limited to 1 minute. If any question is not about issues or qualifications for office, we may rule it out of order and give the questioner a chance to ask another question. Asking the question is limited to 1 minute, and the candidate asking the question may take part of his time to give his own answer. Okay, so we're going to start with Mr. Barnes, and the order of who will answer first will be Mr. Shelton, Mr. Frost, and then we'll go to Mr. Simpson.
And then do I get to answer my own question at the end? Is that what you were saying? Or do we answer it during our 1 minute?
You answer it.
Sorry, we didn't. At least that's I didn't understand that question. These guys are staring at me too.
Okay, so you are going to ask the question, right, and then your minute will start, and you can take some of your own time, but you can answer your own question first before the other candidates will answer.
Good enough. I think I understood it that time. My question concerns what we refer to as quality of life issues. And the question is, how do you feel about quality of life issues and those being funded by the taxes that are part of the city budget? Quality of life issues, for those of you that don't understand it, what I'm talking about is having things like a swimming pool, a library, a golf course, and other things like that for the people of the community to enjoy. If you know much about those, most of those don't support themselves, and they take tax money to do that. They're a general benefit to the community. I'm in favor of quality of life issues. There are degrees that we can debate that. The swimming pool, for example, is a big benefit. If I have more time, I would tell you some personal stories about it, but I think part of what makes American Fork are those quality of life items.
When we look at quality of life issues, most of them have been voted on by the residents. So if you take a look at it, the rec center was voted on and passed by the residents. That's something that the majority said, yes, we want that service. The library, same thing, yes, we want to be able to expand that service. And I think you got to take a look at it. When we have that, it just doesn't mean that we can be able to operate those without any type of accountability. I've been very impressed that the rec center has, over the last 5 years, decreased the amount that they're taking out of the general fund. I'm also grateful to report that being a part of the library board, that we've been able to get a public director who had retired, and we went out and got a state public librarian to be able to come in, and she has done a tremendous job in being able to provide more services at a more efficient rate without having to come and ask the council for a lot of money. In fact, she's going out and looking for grants that she's aware of to be able to take care of those problems. So I looked at the residents and say, what do we want to do on those quality of life issues? And then if you vote yes, it's up to us as a responsible council to be able to make sure we run those as efficient as we possibly can.
That's a great reply. I could just say I agree wholeheartedly with it. I live in this town because I love it. I could live in rural Utah somewhere, I guess, that they didn't have any of this, but I choose to live in American Fork, and largely due to the fun that I have here. The places that I can go. I've loved to see how it supports my family, my children in sporting events with parks and the rec center and ball fields and everything that goes with what I deem quality of life. And so I think there's a real benefit to it. I actually know for a fact that it's an economic driver as well. So to talk about attracting businesses, they look at quality of life. We produced a video, and it's on, you can see it on my website, it might be on the city, but that was in large part to spur economic growth. And so I'm very formed, but yet you do have to be wise and prudent and have a really good balance.
Quality of life questions are brought up. I love the pool. I love the rate that I pay. It's, I think, a third of VASA, and I get friendly people. I get to use the best swimming pool in the county. The concerns I have about buying and paying for these are ameliorated when the citizens vote on them, like our rec center. There, when I've talked to people, there have been some concerns that when they're paid for by taxes, when the private sector goes into a depression, sometimes they've been concerned because they're watching people whose pay doesn't go down. But as long as our people have the facts and vote on them, I like the quality of life that is being given to us here in American Fork.
Okay, we will now start with Mr. Shelton, and the answers will go as Mr. Frost, Mr. Simpson, and then finish with Mr. Barnes.
Probably should give more thought to this question, but I didn't really, to be honest with you. So as I sat here and thought about it, I think the most important thing is what I mentioned before. We can get up here and we can promise you the world, and that's kind of the joke of politicians, right? They'll get up here and just promise you the world, and then nothing ever happens. So I think the question I'd like to ask my fellow candidates is, how do you plan on being able to work with somebody, or on the council, the group of five, and you know you only have one vote, how do you work together to be able to accomplish the greater good of the community? And how do we resist the contention that comes in with national politics where we don't work well together and nothing gets done and it's a defunct government and we don't serve the people?
Well, you become a part of a team when you're on the council. And you're teamed up with your fellow councilman and the mayor's office, that he has a kind of a different responsibility, but yet you work with him. And part of that team as well is your city staff and the professionals that know more about roads and your engineers. And then a big component of that team are residents. But particularly as a council, gridlock is just aggravates me. And so I think it's important that you don't isolate yourself as a councilman and come in with bullish ideas and answers and accusations. You might have strong opinions, but you better learn how to communicate them and how to work with other people. That does not mean that you have to side with them occasionally and then you get your way. It doesn't work like that. But you have to be diplomatic. Councilman Shelton and I, we disagree on things, but Dale Gunther taught us something really, really interesting. As soon as it's over, we just go shake hands. Some on our council can't do that.
As I've sat through 20 years of city council meetings, I've met a lot of city councilmen and a few mayors. And one of the things I've seen, every councilman has a vision of where they want the city to be, or a picture in their head that they want it to go or stay. And I've admired how they've worked to get that. And I see it in all of our current city councilmen. I've said that they each has communicated with me when I've emailed them with questions or concerns, and I felt like they really considered what I said. I have a history of working well with people. When I took a college job, I had to work with a large group of people, and I brought a team of part-timers and day labor to compete so well. We became the top team in the whole country, and I had to work with a lot of different management. I can do this.
I think, as has been said, the key is being able to work together and to work with people. As I look at this group, I don't know very many of you, but I do know some of you, and I think those who know me know that I get along with people, that I can listen to people, that I don't have my mind made up on every issue. I've said tonight, there are things I don't know, I need to learn them. That's part of this job, and I think it is working together. Some of us who have been in the city a little longer remember days past when it was almost fistfights during public meetings. It's not always easy, and it's not always easy to stand up and make a decision. But the members of the city council are paid for and expected to make decisions the best they can for the good of the community.
All right, Mr. Frost, it's your turn to ask your question, and we'll have Mr. Simpson answer first, and then we'll move down the line.
My question is we know as a city that the economic conditions are really good right now in our economy, at least in the state economy. Annexations from the south side of town are beginning to happen in quite a numerous way. Hundreds of acres are coming into American Fork for services. And so we know that there's going to be a great deal of development that's coming of a wide range of commercial to residential. And so I feel it's important as a council member to understand development and how your role in development and how you can help facilitate it, how you help to encourage good development. And so I understand that. I understand. I feel like I'm kind of a nuts and bolts guy because a lot of that is engineering and it's utilities. It's bringing the right development. So how would your experience be an asset to the new development that's coming into the city?
I don't have experience as a developer, but in preparing to work with insurance companies and pricing risk, there's a lot that goes into seeing which developments work and in which circumstances. I didn't pay that much attention. I just ran the numbers. But I know that we have successful developments here and we have models to look at. So I would say my experience has been, I've been very good at knowing who to look to for advice. And that's where I would have to go. That's my experience.
I think my experience is a couple of things. One is I served on the Planning Commission, and that's where projects start. And they need to be approved by the Planning Commission based on the rules of the city. That's a wonderful learning experience. It's a volunteer position. I'd encourage any of you to go to a Planning Commission meeting or two and see what goes on. Second thing is my experience of life. I live on 350 West and 755 North. We used to live on 420 West. Between us and State Street, there was one home when we moved here. My boys used to play paintball in trees out there. One day they were picked up by the cops because they were carrying guns and they were dressed in camo. People didn't like them. I've seen the changes that take place and I know what it involves. And I think I've got a good experience with it. I also have two sons that are self-employed in the construction business. I know the problems that they face when they go to other cities.
Thanks, Kevin. Part of my profession is working with investments. I do quite a bit in the development and real estate sectors. I work with acquisition teams that go out and acquire and build billions and multi-billion dollar developments across the nation. I get an opportunity about every other month to fly out and meet with those acquisition teams and stay in touch with them. That proved to be very, very valuable when we had Dick's Sporting Goods come to town and want to be able to negotiate an incentive package to be able to come into town. We played a lot of hardball with them, and I was able to leverage those relationships to be able to truly understand the value that was there. And not only are we getting Dick's Sporting Goods, but we're also getting the first Field and Stream west of the Mississippi to be here in American Fork as well. That's going to be over a 70,000 square foot facility that's going to be retail. It's going to be awesome to our city. I also sat on the Board of Adjustments. If you don't know what that is, that's where all the problems in development end up after the development's done. So I spent 8 years looking at problems that happened in the past and things that we need to do to fix them in the future.
Okay. The final question will be by Mr. Simpson, and the answers will go as Mr. Barnes, Mr. Shelton, and then finish with Mr. Goff.
The question I had in mind to ask was taken, and the next one was, and the next one was. So I was thinking, what questions do I have? All right, don't raise your hand. How many of you here have actually attended a city council meeting or been involved directly with something in the city that wasn't for the business, that didn't have to do with business? And one of my concerns... You'll follow instructions. We have a need for involvement, and we have a lot of resources. How would you help citizens' involvement grow. And I have 30, probably 10 seconds left. The two answers I have, we have a lot of volunteers. I'm part of a group that volunteers at the library. I'm also on the Arts Council. There are lots of needs. People have investment. We have retired people, and I am done.
You ought to try it in 1 minute. If you've never tried it, you ought to, in front of a bunch of people. I agree, we need to use volunteers whenever we can. Every city council meeting where there are Boy Scouts who attend, what does the mayor do? He has them come up, tell who they are, what troop they're from, so that they can get proof that they attended the meeting. But then at the end, he says, when it's time for your Eagle project, come to the city if you would. Think about us and think about what you can do. That's a great way to get public involvement. And I think we just need to continue to encourage that in many different ways. We have more people that volunteer for things like library boards and adjustment boards and da-da-da-da-da than you can even imagine, unless you've really been involved in it. I think that's great. We just need to continue to support and encourage that.
I don't know if I could just clarify the question real quick. Was it how do we get more involvement from the residents in the community? Is that in the political process and in involvement?
That's an excellent restate.
Okay.
But not just in the political process, but involved in the city.
In the city altogether. Okay, great. One of the great things that I wanted to be able to do 3 years ago was to be able to do just that. One way I thought that we could be able to do is by broadcasting online every city council meeting. And I'm glad to say we did the first one the other night. That way people that aren't able to attend because of other obligations can be able to go back. The other way was to be able to put council packets on. When I ran last year, they'd be talking about item on this page. I was going, well, I didn't get a chance to read that, prepare for the meeting. So anytime you want, you can go online and you can see all the same staff reports that we have. We also make available online the city budget. You can go online and you can be able to see exactly who got what paycheck. So if we're doing something we shouldn't be doing, you have the right to be able to hold us accountable as well. And last but not least, we need to be out involved in the community and be able to be listening to you and your concerns.
You know, I believe that most people in the city look to their city leaders, and if they feel comfortable with them, they tend to disengage. At least when it comes to weighty matters. We have a great deal of volunteers. I sit on the table, around the table with Steel Days and volunteers. And I sat around with the high school kids with an event in the city with the Ride Memorial Walk and things like that. Very willing people to volunteer. When it comes to the nuts and bolts, like input in the budget, there's crickets in the room. I mean, literally, but some, I just wish it was full. And so we have made it a point as a council to broadcast. We're using every medium available, social media, our website. We can only invite people. We can encourage them. We cannot just go get in the car and bring them. And so I'm going to just continue to encourage people to come and let me hear what you've got to say. But right tonight, there's an open house on Main Street Vision. And so we'll continue to do those things.